Dear God, God, you are in control. Please help me. Please bless this process. Like Joel Embiid. Come, Lord. And I don't know how to pray, so I'll pray how you wanted us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And I'm praying, Lord, for that bread, that I might eat it up. Today I'm going to read John chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. For Pastor Steve. For God so loved the world that he gave his one only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. I'm going to read you something that I wrote yesterday. I'll tell you, today is December 25th, 2023. It's Christmas. Yesterday I wrote this. It's Christmas Eve. I've been through 20 of these so far, and this seems the most biggest, most bestest two-topping pizza in all the land. As I write this out in my journal, I pray I get to read these words out tonight. I've waited years, 496 days, 11,920 hours and 23 minutes for this moment. What the heck is going on, everyone? This is your one and only host of The Shared Vent, coming at you live from the Shared Vent Studios. As much as I'm anticipating the come up for the releasing of this episode, I'd much rather cancel it all if that means Jesus comes back tomorrow and takes me home. For I know God does not depend on me. I acknowledge I depend on God. God is in control. As much as I want to go back to where I was when I was 5 and excited about getting Skylanders for Christmas, I want God. I want God in 2024. That's what I want. Don't get me wrong. And if you get me wrong. But right now, my desire to run so hard, so fast into God while on this earth is at its pinnacle for the time being. So much has happened. So much has happened. I lost my place. I found my place. And you do not want to hear any more about me. It's you. So welcome. And I thank you for listening to the Shared Vent. As much as I'm excited to present, to pretend not to be tomorrow to be Christmas and open presents for my girlfriend and parents and my brother, I consider it all meaningless, comma, a chasing after the wind. In respect and disrespect to my pursuit with and to God, I love you. And then here's, I'll wait to say the ending of that, but it says I love you. And we'll see you in a little bit. Goodbye for now. I love you. Peace out. I'm going to read that one more time. And then I'm going to read the Bible verse one more time. And then I'm going to say something. Not in that order. But I am back. Hot diggity dog, I am back. And let me tell you something. And when I say that phrase, that's not rude. That's just one of the rest of how it got to. He says that. I waited months to see Cody, the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes. I waited months to see Cody Rhodes move from one wrestling promotion to another wrestling promotion. Months. And man, I will tell you, when his little like things like there's more than one royal family and blah blah blah, my heart jumped bigger than the time CM Punk came back at Survivor Series in Chicago. Sorry WWE, but that is WWE. But like I said earlier, I've waited years, 497 days, 11,920 hours and 23 minutes for this moment right here to talk to you. And I'm not going to talk to you about myself. I'm going to talk to you about you. Reach out to theshareedvent@gmail.com, comma. Reach out to Snapchat, G as in Gavin, V as in Victor, N as in Napoleon Dynamite, GVNPRTR. That's my Snapchat username. GVNPRTR. My Instagram is /Gavin. Reach out and schedule, I guess, your appointment for the shared event. Because I would love to have you on here, as I know everybody else would. I'm talking the Reese's. I'm talking the Braden's. I'm talking the Bradley's. I'm talking the Larry's. Please reach out. And that's it for now. Big things are happening, okay? Not just in the podcast sense, because no one cares about the podcast. Everybody cares about themselves. And that's why I want to make this podcast a thing. So that you, guys and girls, I don't know why somebody's playing the drums upstairs, I'm sorry. But I want to make this podcast a place for you to be comfortable. I have went through a lot. You have went through a lot. We will go through a lot in the next year. But let's not do it together. Let's do it via the shared vent. I'm Gavin. I'm going to read the Bible verse and I'm going to read the quote one more time, okay? So give me a minute. I'll end it with a Bible verse. And so I wrote this on December 24th, 2023. It's Christmas Eve. I've been through 20 of these so far. And this seems to be the biggest, most bestest two-topping pizza in all the land. As I write this out in my journal, I pray I get to read these words on the shared vent tonight. I've waited years, 497 days, 11,920 hours and 23 minutes for this moment. What the heck is going on, everyone? This is your one and only host of the shared vent, coming at you live from the shared vent studios. As much as I'm anticipating the come up, for the releasing of this episode, for the releasing of season 4. I'd much rather cancel it all if that means Jesus comes back tomorrow and takes me home. But I know God does not depend on me or my schedule. I acknowledge I depend on God. God is in control. As much as I want to go back to when I was 5 and excited about getting Skylanders, I want God. I want God in 2024. That's what I want. Don't get me wrong. And if you get me as wrong. But right now, my desire to run so far, so fast, so hard into God while on this earth is at its pinnacle for the time being. So much has happened. So much has happened. And you do not want to hear any more about me. It's you. So welcome. And I thank you for listening to the Shared Vent. As much as I'm excited to present to you not just Season 4, Episode 1 of the Shared Vent today. And as much as I'm anticipating the opening of these presents for my girlfriend and parents and brother, I consider it all meaningless, a chasing after the wind, in respect and disrespect to my pursuit with and to God. I love you, and we'll see you in a little bit. Goodbye for now. I love you. Peace out. John chapter 3, verse 16, ESV version. For God so loved the world, that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. I love you. Peace out.